So, Matt, you work for the church part-time, don't you, as a student worker?
That's right, yeah.
And this week was quite a special week in terms of student because it was Freshers Week. And you went up to the University of Bedfordshire, and what did you do there?
Well, every year we go up on to the Freshers' Fair on campus to meet students, to tell them, represent King's Arms, invite them along to church. And so that's what we did this week. We had Talbot come along with us and a small collection of students who come to this church to go and just speak to people and give them out some information about the King's Arms and stuff. So we did that this week.
So as well as giving them out information about church, what else did you do?
Well, the way that we told them about the King's Arms, we invited them to the King's Arms. We had these flyers and said, hey, you're invited to the King's Arms. And we started just conversations with them. And our objective really was to get to the point that God has been moving so much in the last year, so much just over the summer and stuff, as far as healings go and stuff. So I asked quite a lot of people if they wanted to be prayed for, if they had any pain, if they had any injuries. And we had a good collection of people say yes. And we had a good collection of people healed.
Wow.
We had six people healed on Wednesday. And we had two people significantly progressed or that made better on Wednesday as well. So quite incredible, really.
Fantastic. Do you want to pick one of those stories and just
Absolutely.
Tell us a bit about it?
There was a chap from Hong Kong. His name is Jason. And I just got chatting to him. And I got to the point and I asked him, you know, is there any injury that you've got? He's like, well, I've got a bad wrist. And I was like, he was studying sports. So I said, okay, that's going to get in the way, isn't it? So he's like, yeah. I said, well, you want to be better, right? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, let me pray for you. And I simply did, I laid my hand on. I said, in Jesus' name, be healed. And I just prayed the love of God over him. And I said, how is it? And he's like, oh, it's better. And I said, you know, Jesus has healed you because he loves you. He's like, yeah, yeah. I was like, no, he really loves you. He's yes, 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 always, always. And this guy's he's not a Christian, you know? And that's a revelation of God right there.
That's amazing. Mm. And so, Tabs, you went along as well and got to pray for some people as well. Do you want to pick one of the healings that you saw?
Yeah, I just had a great privilege of working with these guys. And there was one guy, that's probably the fourth person who got healed. He had a busted little finger, pretty swollen, very painful. One of those that, you know, he will know straight away if he's healed or not. Is, you know, and again, a non-Christian, which is awesome. And we just prayed. Matt and I just prayed for him. And in the midst of prayer, I just went, "Can you feel that?" And he went, and this kind of the presence of God just came and just fell over this guy. It was an amazing turnaround from kind of, you know, yeah, I'm a lad going to university in my first year. Yeah, come on, to like, oh, what's this? So, and I said, try your fingers. I said, oh, yeah, that's better as well. See, you know, it wasn't completely healed, but it was healed as we know it. But importantly, he just met with the love of God, and it was, you know, it was blown away. Yeah,
that's
it's good.
Amazing, great. So, Matt, you said to me earlier that you hadn't done this kind of thing before in Freshers' Week. What kind of stuff is this that you feel like you've come away with yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. For those that don't know, university is a really hard scene to break into and to bring Jesus on. And so we haven't really done much. We haven't done any treasure hunting yet. We're just about to start doing that on campus. But this has really just kickstarted us, really, into the year. And so we're left just with boldness. Like, we were praying throughout the morning, and we'd have, like, a couple of people healed, and we'll say to people, you know, God has been healing people this morning right here and there. And just faith was rising. So we're just ready to go out there and break onto the scene, because there's about 3,000 students in Bedford that desperately need Jesus.
Fantastic. Thank you, guys. That's great.